questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear listeners. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you all. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is the question and answers program on Islamic beliefs, where we ask the questions and the experts answer. I'm your host, Hassanain, and today we have a special guest with us in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much.
How are you, Sheikh?
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Sheikh Nur Muhammad, as we all know, masjid, mosque, or the house of Allah is a holy place, and it must be respected. But sometimes, we see that it might lose its sanctity to an extent that it has to be demolished. We have a few examples regarding this in the history, where the Holy Prophet ﷺ set fire to the mosque. So please let us know, like, what mosque was it, and like what the case was.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, if you check the history, you can find that the history of the Masjid al-Zarar, very famously.
Masjid al-Zarar.
Yes. Very famously, it has been titled as a, you know, Masjid al-Zarar, that some people, they wanted to sabotage against the noble Prophet Muhammad. And actually, they pretend to be the faithful people. They pretend to be a supportive for the Islamic community.
And before we get into more details, like, it's better if you let the audience know, like, where was this mosque and what era are we talking about?
Exactly. You know, actually, in the city of Medina, near the Mosque of Quba.
Oh, Masjid al-Quba.
Yes. There was a mosque they established and they made a mosque. And they wanted to, as I mentioned, they pretend to be the faithful people, supportive of Islamic community. And they ask Noble Prophet Muhammad to come and to formally pray and actually establish the prayer over the into that mosque, special mosque, in order to open the their, you know, ordinary activity against the Islamic community.
So they made a mosque?
Exactly.
You know, to perform activities against Islam.
Against Islam, yes.
Allah.
Yes, very much. They want to, dangerous situation. Actually, they were hypocrites. Some few people, like, for example, Abu Amir, it has been mentioned his name, actually, the father of Handale, Qasil al-Malaike, very famous martyr of the, who have been actually...
He was given ghusl by the malaika,
but his father, by the name of Abu Amir, unfortunately, he was ahead of the hypocrites over there, unfortunately. Okay. But by, you know, by the assistance of other hypocrites, they established a mosque in the heart of the city of Medina in order to be a kind of very, you know, suitable place to sabotage against Muslim and Noble Prophet Muhammad. But Noble Prophet Muhammad said, right now I want to go to the war of Tabuk. After I come back, maybe I'll pray over there. Okay, after Noble Prophet come back from that, war, they again ask him to pray in the mosque. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse, you know, indicating the reality of those guys. He said that A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim in Surah chapter Tawbah, verse 107, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا. Those people who establish and who made a masjid, a mosque, in order to harm other people. You know, as for those who took a mosque for sabotage and for defiance and to cause division among the faithful, and for the purpose of ambush used by those who have fought Allah and His apostles. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا مَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. very clearly.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people, they have been mind to have these kind of trouble for the Islamic communities. Okay? And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized again, لا تقوم فيها أبدا.
Like, do not pray over there.
Yes, exactly. Do not pray over there. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ. A mosque which have been established by the basis of virtue and piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better to pray over there.
Okay, but it's weird actually, you know, to sabotage Islam. They made a mosque, but why mosque?
Exactly.
They would have made something else.
Yes. Actually, this is one of the traits of hypocrites. Hypocrites, they actually...
they showcase themselves as good people.
Yes, they show themselves as part of the Islamic community. Yeah. We want to establish mosque. We want to serve Islamic community. We are part of the society. But in reality, they are not. They want to sabotage. They want to cause division. They want to cause trouble. I think by this, very clearly, we can guess why noble prophets set fire to that mosque and destroy that mosque.
Okay, actually, after that, he gave the order to set the mosque to fire?
Exactly. He ordered to set the mosque to, you know, to fire, and to, he destroyed that mosque. Okay, and actually, this is one of the examples. Masjid al-Dharar, as I mentioned in the beginning, is one of the examples that if some mosque, you know, they want to have this kind of, you know, unfortunately, it is possible that via some mosque, via some spiritual ways, some people want to cause division and unbelief and different problem for the Islamic society. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be very careful.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So the other question that rises over here, when this was the case of the mosque, so the Prophet could have removed the hypocrites from the mosque, but still that was a place of Allah, right? So he could have saved the mosque and removed those people.
You know that actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned here, La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. It is very important. Please be careful. What matters here is your intention, the intention of the builder of that mosque. If you, because you know, mosque, what is the benefit of mosque? I mean, materially speaking, is some, for example, what do you call it? Some soil and some material that have been.
It's a building.
It's a building.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, itself does not have any spiritual value.
Yeah.
It's kind of building, spiritually speaking. But what matters here, the intention of the maker. If your intention is piety, your intention is, for example, serving Islamic community, it has some value.
Yeah, it becomes holy after that.
So what matters here is actually
the intention of the builder.
Intention of the builder. But if you have made, you know, this mosque for the piety, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
We have to maintain it. We have to safeguard it. But if, you know, it's actually, it has been made for the intention of sabotage, so it has no value.
Oh, so over here, like, you're setting fire to the mosques, it's not a big deal. Because it wasn't made with that intention.
Exactly. And actually, it has been made by the intention of destroying Islamic community. إِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. To be a place, suitable place for attacking Muslims.
Right.
And because of that, it has no value, and we have to set it to fire.
Right.
Okay. So, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala here it talks about the, you know, purity of intention and the real value of that mosque.
So, Sheikh Muhammad, How can we relate to this event in today's world? Like, how can we take a lesson from this event?
You know that we have to be vigilant. We have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible that some people, they have the Islamic mosque,
right.
Islamic facade.
Mm-hmm.
They pretend to be supportive of Islamic community. You know, they pretend that we are want to have, for example, this media or this mosque or this idea for the sake of Islam and noble prophet Muhammad. But in reality, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to explicitly mention some examples. I think some people, they're causing division between Islamic community, between mm-hmm. different Islamic denominations. But I just want to ask our audience to be very vigilant, to be careful, not to be, deceived by mm-hmm. this Islamic facade. To be
right.
careful to look at the intention, to look at their behavior in order to understand who are actually a real follower of Islam. And
how is this possible for an ordinary man to identify, like, what from what place is getting the real Islam and what people are trying to divide the community?
By research. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, if you're not to be impacted by social media, by false idea,
right.
you know, by pseudo ideas,
mm-hmm.
if you be very vigilant, if you use your intellect, okay, mm-hmm. you can easily distinguish between right and, you know, wrong.
So in this verse, and with this case of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam setting fire to the mosque, it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to focus on the enemies within Islam. Like, they are hypocrites and how they can be harmful for Islam. They're harmful compared to the enemies that are outside the Islam.
Exactly, and they're more dangerous
yeah.
than the enemies outside.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the danger of hypocrite, it is my personal idea, the danger of hypocrisy is much higher than the explicit enemies outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because this hypocrisy, you know, coming from within, destroy the Islam and the Muslim community from within. Just we have to be very vigilant. We have to use our minds. We have to use our intellect not to be deceived by satanic, you know, whispering, by the rumors,
mm-hmm.
by different information. No, you have to have your own personality,
right.
your own understanding.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikhana, and thank you very much, dear audience, for staying with us. That's all the time we had for today, and I pray to Allah, may Allah help us all to act upon the verses of the Holy Quran, and as mentioned by Amir al-Mu'mineen, we can take lessons from the history. That's all the time we had for today, and with that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن